Maya's Finger by Susan Paris. Lucy and Maya were friends. They had started school on the same day. They liked reading together and they liked drawing together. But best of all, they liked hiding together. One afternoon, Maya was playing at Lucy's house. "Someone's coming," said Maya. "Quick," said Lucy, "let's hide." She raced into her room with Maya close behind her. Lucy slammed the door shut. Maya screamed. The door had shut on her finger. "Mom!" yelled Lucy. "Maya has hurt her finger!" "I'm sorry, Maya." "Everything will be okay," said Lucy's mum. She gently wrapped a towel around Maya's finger. "I'll phone your mum." Maya went to the doctor's and Lucy went under her bed. "Come out, Lucy," said Mum. "I want to give you a hug."
"No," sobbed Lucy. "I don't want a hug."
"It was an accident," said Mum.
"I don't want to talk about it," said Lucy.
The next day, Lucy still felt bad. She didn't want to go to school.
"Maya will talk about her finger," she said. "Everyone will know I did it."
"But it was an accident," said Mum. Dad gave Lucy a hug. "Be brave," he said. "It will be okay." The class was sitting on the mat when Maya got to school.
"Look at Maya's finger," said Erin.
"What happened?" asked Felix.
Maya didn't say anything. Then Lucy said quietly, "I shut Maya's finger in the door. It was an accident."
Mr. Wilson smiled at Lucy. "It was brave of you to tell us," he said.
"I broke my finger once," said Tama.
"Sometimes accidents happen," said Mr. Wilson. "Now, Maya, where would you like to sit?"
"I want to sit by Lucy," said Maya, and she smiled.